This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute, where we help you help your dog. This is Sarah Wilson, and today we're going to talk about when practice makes perfect is a bad thing. I recently went to see a client whose Labrador was barking out the window and making them kind of nuts on a day-to-day basis. They would be cooking or having a meal, watching TV, and the dog would rush to the bay window and bay and bark and scratch, and it was upsetting them greatly. One of the things I noticed is that the door between the kitchen and the living room where the bay window was left open. And I asked them if during the day the dog had the run of the living room and that would give the dog access to the bay window. And they said yes. And I said, all right, here's the thing, that while you are away, the most fun your dog has is to stand at that window and wait for something to go by and then do bark, 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 bark. And then the thing goes away. That, for your dog, is like playing a video game. They will play it over and over and over and over and over and over again. So the best way to start dealing with this is to stop the practice. Because every time the dog does that, the link in the dog's brain between that window and barking and getting excited and getting stimulated gets deeper. I think of it like a rut in a dirt road. Every time the behavior goes up and down that road, that rut gets deeper and deeper. And the deeper the rut gets, the more complicated it is to fix. So, practice makes perfect isn't always a good thing. The simplest thing for them to do is close the door when they're gone. The dog didn't mind that, and it stopped the dog from spending his entire day rushing to the window and barking nonstop. That made the barking at other times easier to address. So, if your dog has a behavior you don't like, try to think of a way that you can stop the repetition of it when you're not home or when you can't easily control it. Sometimes that will mean having your dog on leash when guests come to the door so that you can stop the jumping. Sometimes that will mean having the dog on leash while you make the dog's dinner so you can practice having them sit and reward them for that. But whatever it is, don't allow your dog to do practice makes perfect with things you don't like. Stop it, and then you will be well on your way to getting to good. And getting to good is going to be our next My Smart Puppy Minute. So have a great week. And if we can help you over at MySmartPuppy.com, come on by. We're happy to. We love to help you help your dog. Have a good week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.